The Pulitzer Prizes were announced today at Columbia University in New York City. They honor distinguished works of literature, music, drama, and print journalism. A small newspaper in South Carolina with a circulation of less than 100,000 won one of the top prizes, the Public Service Pulitzer. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
Reporters at the Charleston Post-Gazette were stunned when they found their state was ranked first in domestic violence. Glenn Smith led a four-person team of reporters that spent a year digging into why. They learned that over 10 years, more than 300 women had been killed in domestic violence disputes.
We found that they had died at a rate of one every 12 days. We found that the state had an animal shelter in all 46 counties, but only 18 shelters to help abused women.
The seven-part series exposed legal and political failings as well as cultural explanations for the murders, which Smith says was a challenge.
In some parts of the Bible Belt in the state here, people were reluctant to talk about it because the Bible teaches you that women follow the lead of the man and that these sort of things are best left in the home.
Two papers won for investigative reporting. The Wall Street Journal for a project called Medicare Unmasked that revealed how healthcare providers manipulate the system. And the New York Times for a story about how people with money sway legal systems at the state level. The Times also picked up Pulitzers for international reporting and feature photography for its Ebola coverage. The Breaking Photography Prize went to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. During the riots after Michael Brown's killing in Ferguson, Missouri, photographer David Carson decided to take pictures in a convenience store while it was being looted.
I was confronted by a guy with a gun inside the Quick Trip. I don't know, I think my mother and my wife would probably be pretty upset with me if we're making that decision.
The scope of African-American experience informed the winner for poetry. Gregory Pardlow read one poem from his collection Digest at Drexel University last year that draws on slave narratives.
I was born abandoned outdoors in the heat-shaped air, air drifting like spirits in old windows. I was born a fraction and a cipher and a ledger entry. I was an index of first lines when I was born.
In fiction, the prize went to novelist Anthony Doerr for his book All the Light We Cannot See. It tells parallel stories, a French girl who hides from the Nazis and a German boy who becomes one. It took Doerr 10 years to write because the research was so harrowing. He told NPR last year that he wanted readers to reflect on the human cost of war.
We're losing thousands of people for whom World War II is memory every day. In another decade, there will be nobody left, very, very few people left, who can remember the war.
The Drama Pulitzer went to Stephen Adley Girgis for his play Between Riverside and Crazy about a retired New York cop who's facing eviction. Composer Julia Wolf won the Music Pulitzer for an oratorio about the Pennsylvania coal mines near her childhood home.
I wanted to honor the people that worked there. And so on one hand, I am looking at, did this industry and how does it still connect to our lives? But how do I honor them? It certainly wasn't about like, oh, coal is awful. There are things about coal that are awful, but it wasn't reduced to that.
Your protection to those men.
The piece is Anthracite Fields. Wolf says she hopes it defies easy categories. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.